Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today's session is on Accountants World, Accounting Power, a very fine SaaS-based cloud product. Frankly, one of the earliest of the SaaS designed for accounting software. So Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about Accountants World Accounting Power?
You know, this product was really designed quite a while back, but the beauty of it is that it's really designed for the accountant to be in control all the time. So Accountants World only sells to professional accountants that serve multiple fee-paying clients. They don't sell to end users. So your clients, you know, can't buy this directly from Accountants World. The firm has to buy it. It has an integrated suite of applications called the Power Practice Suite, which is payroll relief, practice relief, cloud cabinet, as well as the Accounting Power application. Now, we're not going to talk as much about those other integrated pieces, but except to say that it gives you a full tool set that you can use to facilitate client accounting inside the firm as write-up. You can facilitate it where the client does some of the work, or even uses Accounting Power to do most of their bookkeeping. And you can use it where you have shared responsibilities between the firm and its clients. And again, the payroll is integrated. They have after-the-fact payroll, and it'll work with a wide range of desktop and cloud-based accounting softwares.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting product. You're right. In other Technology Lab sessions, we'll speak about some of these other products. It's clear that their payroll system is quite good, and you can run an entire practice off of this system if you add tax. You know, that's the way I used to talk about it, is everything you need but tax, just add tax and you're ready to go. Now, the Accounting Power product includes features which we often would pay separately for. For example, bill payment is included, and some of the dashboard tools are included. And there are other things that are included, but the ability to import data from competitive platforms and export data to trial balance and tax products tell you this thing is really built for professional accountants. So what are some of the key features that would be helpful for our listeners to know?
Well, you know, it has integrations designed to work with QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, Sage 50, and CSV. So you can import just basic trial balances out of just about anything. Their financial statement preparation tools will do combined consolidated financial statements. They'll do custom groupings. You can also use this to accumulate data for tax general ledger entries. They've actually got it designed to do a direct cash flow statement off the information that you have in there. You can deliver the financials electronically and send and receive engagement letters through Cloud Cabinet.
As you're talking about those things, Brian, the report set that they created, gosh, over 10 years ago, they were probably one of the first to markets with the report set. So the thinking was, at the end of the period, you could just automatically have reports for balance sheet, trial balance, cash flow, income statement, key metrics, key performance indicators, all emailed in a bundle. So the professional really wasn't doing a lot of report manipulation. I know through the years, we've had to deal with, you know, competitive products where you're trying to add a third-party reporting tool just to get enough capability. Further, these reports can be customized and look professional, not like they're coming out of some generic platform, which I think is a benefit here.
Yeah, we don't have to put account numbers on every single report, and we can group these things the way we want to and the client wants to. We also have the ability to insert budgets into here, so we can actually do the budget actual comparisons. And, you know, again, the way I would think about this is really a tool to help you automate the financial statement and bookkeeping tasks so that you can do more with advisory. So the idea here is to automate this with bank feeds, with bill payment workflows, with integrated payroll, or the client uses their application, or they use your application. But the idea is that this is the one application to rule them all from a bookkeeping perspective, is the way of thinking about it.
Yeah. And, you know, the bank feed piece is very interesting because I believe the vendor has chosen to use Plaid here as of late. And you and I, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, in preparation for our time today, looked at the different banks that were automatically being handled by Plaid. Actually, very comprehensive. Something you said earlier is hard to picture in a podcast. But that is the granularity of being able to work with your client or do the work yourself. And, you know, probably 5 years ago, you pointed this out to me, how you could choose to take all of the accounting burden at the professional firm, or you could hand most of that work to the client, or you could cooperate and do both. And this vendor probably has more settings to control those features than just about any other product in the market. Maybe the closest competitor there might be Thompson's Accounting CS settings, but far more than the traditional SaaS-based products or desktop-hosted products. So that part of it's very granular, and we'll go back to the word that you used on that, control. This product is about being able to control the relationship with the client, where, you know, the accountant can actually make the accounting decisions and assist the client to make the business decisions.
You know, and one of the things that I think accountants have to realize is that some of our existing vendors have started partnering with other people that want to do advisory, that want to do outsourced bookkeeping and other services like that. And so as a result, we have to decide, do we have a partner or do we have a vendor in our existing incumbent vendor? Furthermore, you know, if you go look at some of the public companies out there that do bookkeeping software, they have goals which are not congruent with those of the accounting profession. You know, mm-hmm. Intuit, for example, has decided in their SEC filings that they are competitors with Xero, you know, not just Xero and Sage, but they're also a competitor with H&R Block. And H&R Block has acquired the Wave accounting platform with a new service called Wave Advisors. So we have a lot of new competitors entering the space. In addition to that, there's a whole new setup of millennial-based based bookkeeping shops that are out there. You know, there's one called Two Roads here in Knoxville. There are quite a few, and they're much more sophisticated than your traditional bookkeeping shops were in the past. You know, they're much more cloud focused and integration focused. They're sophisticated in marketing. So what this really does is it gives the accounting firm a platform that they can use to support their firm that's not ever going to go sideways on them. It's a platform that, it's a platform, and I say sideways, but I mean, what I'm really saying here is that we have a platform that's going to be loyal to the accountant, to keep the accountant in control, that's designed for efficiency. You can flat crank some work out on this product.
Well, speaking of efficiency, you know, the founders, Chandra and Sharda Bhonsale, have been dedicated to the accounting profession since the inception of this product. As I mentioned in the intro,
this was before the inception of the product.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, you are correct. Before, because idea of SaaS accounting is actually theirs, as much as others might like to think they were first, but these guys were first. And you've learned in the past few years just how brilliant Sharda is at the design of the system and the efficiency. And it turns out the engineering background on these guys comes through because the product is very efficient for heads down data entry. And as the bank automations have become greater, that's good, as I mentioned earlier. But the other side of it's also good. This vendor pushes through more ACH transactions than just about any other vendor in the in the market. And they were one of the first ones to do, electronic checks with a vendor like Checkbook.io. So, the ability to do an ACH or to, deliver an electronic check enabled this system to a large degree as well.
Yeah, I have some firm clients that use this, and it's very helpful to them to be able to pay things electronically. It's a very simple process. You get an email the first time you need to enter your information. It asks you to click on the link. Usually I get a phone call usually they'll call somebody and say you're about to get an email to put your banking information in with the link. You click on the link, enter it, and then there you go. Again, because of phishing, I wouldn't enter the bank information without having that phone call. But it's pretty amazing. I mean, the money just shows up and it just goes forward. I think when I look at this tool does a great job of integrating outside services when they need them. They've done a great job. This is the way I think about this. This is like the little engine that can and does, because this product and this suite of products, where they don't have a particular thing, they go out and partner with somebody and they absolutely make it happen, like Trello for workflow, or like going out and using Plaid for bank feeds when Yodlee wasn't meeting their needs, or Checkbook.io. I think this firm really is set up to have a special in that it has a suite that really meets the needs of accounting professionals, and it's designed to work every time right.
Yeah. So, well, going back to a couple of fundamentals, and you are correct on those observations. The financial statements, besides being fully customizable, also support multiple periods, including 13-month periods. And that is not a common feature in many of the products that are out there. Further, the trial balance can be produced with notes, which is another very accountant-friendly function, as I would see it. But even in the accounting side, the costing capabilities inside the product are notable, whereas with many of the other competitors, you'd have to add a third-party product to even get the costing done. So, the efficiencies inside this system lead me to believe that you can run a larger number of clients with fewer number of staff and still get the job done right. And that is a function of all of the automation that you're talking about in AR and AP and job costing and inventory and all of that digital check features that they've got going on. So this product is truly about collaboration before collaborative accounting was a popular item. And then the last thing I'll just reiterate, we know that clients want multiple services in their client accounting service offering. And we believe that you should have 6 or 7 different type of offerings, accounts payable being one of those keys that are out there. And we'll be talking about other bill payment services in other Technology Lab sessions. But here in accountants' world, the bill payment service is completely built in. There are no extra charges to do bill payment. And I think that's an attractive item. I think the convenience of being built in plus the zero cost of being built in are both a big deal. Let's face it. Most of the time when we're talking about client accounting services, we're talking about building a stack. We're having to go out and buy a bunch of different products, figure out how to integrate them and keep them working. So you and I have talked about the QuickBooks Online stack or the Xero stack or the Sage Intacct stack. And the reason you have to do that is because the products don't have the 6 or 7 or 8 features that you need. And, you know, another core is payroll. Again, we're not talking about payroll today, but the integrated payroll system here may be the best CPA-based or accountant-based payroll system that's in the market. So the system is set up to do controllership services. We think well with alerts and snapshots and budgets and dashboards and financial ratios. In fact, to my knowledge, this was the first system to put in standard bank ratios. And I can tell you that we had that discussion with Sharda and Chandra over a decade ago. And darned if they didn't put them in less than 6 months later. That would be very, very common for this particular platform and this particular vendor and their strategy. Well, I know our time might be running a little short here, Brian. Are there other key things that you think our listeners need to know today?
You know, I think you're absolutely right to call out the accounts payable workflow. You know, it even includes W-9 tracking and approval by client, where the client can actually log into Cloud Cabinet to upload the source documents. So it's really designed to facilitate a workflow where the accountant's involved every day, which is what we really need for advisory. And that's kind of my bottom line about this product, is that it's really set up to provide the automation that professional accountants need to run their practices.
Makes sense. So if you are after a platform that puts accountants first and collaborates strongly with clients, including costing inventory payables and a great payroll system, if you choose to add it in, Accountants World Accounting Power is that system of choice. Well, we appreciate your time today. We look forward to seeing you in a future technology lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.